This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Fear not, our YouTube is back up if you had gotten booted off of that. But my question for everybody right now, who are folks more frustrated with?
Nick Harris.
Now I sent him a DM.
Just the fact that he's putting this information out there.
Who are folks more frustrated with right now, the Mavs or the Cowboys? I thought the Mavs were going to run away with this. But then, right before we're going to break, Nick Harris and Corey had that like mind meld going on, and he passed along this information.
So, what did I tell you would be the respectful thing to do in this press conference? Let it be about Zach Martin. Walk off and talk to the media if you're going
to
do it.
And to the media's credit, that appears to be exactly what they did.
Jerry Jones stepped to the side of the table, and everybody gathered round. And the first tweet from our friend Nick Harris. Jerry Jones on filling holes in the roster. I'm not looking at free agency to fill voids. Jerry Jones says there are terms and things to work through before getting Micah's deal done. He doesn't see it as something that will get in the way of free agency. I don't believe that not signing Dak or not signing Lamb hurt us in free agency last year. I feel like Kevin disagrees with that. And then Jerry Jones, you're going to love the first part of this. Draft picks this time of year are at a premium and could be used a lot more in a trade.
Okay. Actually, that I do like.
The team has the bait out on trade possibilities.
Okay, I like that too.
But we'll also wait for other teams to come to them. So we set the chum out there. Now, are they going to bite? That's what it's all about. And all the things sounded promising. And then all the things turned into, but that's what we do. So that is frustrating. I think fans loved hearing what they just heard from Zach Martin.
Agreed.
You said that line of just get behind Zach Martin. You're dead on. Just whatever he did, you do the same thing.
Yes.
And
it was delightful.
I think that the Cowboys do some things brilliantly. Some things brilliantly. Whenever you hear them talk about free agency, it's almost like a disdain for it. And that's frustrating as a fan. But yesterday, whenever Osa signed his deal, we announced the numbers. We went through the whole part of the process.
Yeah.
We loved the deal. We really liked the deal a lot.
I do like the deal.
And Kevin doesn't like deals. Most of the time,
that's a good point.
Still didn't like it. He was telling you, he's already done all the numbers.
Yes.
This is good.
Yes.
the text was loaded with people that were just like, doesn't matter. They're so jaded and so bitter about this team.
Which you do get, right?
Even when a good thing they do, they're like, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And nationally, the rest of the country, media, cap experts were like, this is great. This is a home run from the Cowboys here. Different sports. But Cowboys fans are jaded, beat up, hurt. And so that's why right now, you might see Cowboys over Mavs in this conversation.
Okay, I'm really curious. And by the way, if the Cowboys are able to pull this off, that's a Herculean effort right there for what has been a disastrous run for the Dallas Mavericks. So I'll just say this. I disagree with their assertion that not re-signing Dak and not re-signing CeeDee Lamb didn't negatively impact them in free agency. All right, there's two different routes that you could go down. One, they might be right because they're like, we were never going to do any of that junk anyway.
Right.
And if that's the case, well, check and mate. You win. However, Alec.
Sorry, Medford.
You're just right in front of me.
Full name.
You're going to have to deal with this because Mike used to be right in front of me and Corey has had to deal with this for a long time. Sometimes it feels like I'm mad at you, but I'm actually not. You're just the person in front of me. The flip side is that doesn't make any sense if you're trying to do anything in free agency. Oh, yeah, if we didn't re-sign Micah right now, that wouldn't affect us in free agency. How so?
Mm-hmm.
Explain to me how having $10, $12, $14 million more in free agency does not impact your ability to go get free agents. I'll hang up and listen. Because I don't understand that whatsoever. And that drives me crazy. Now, if he fires back or if we have Steven on and he goes, you're living in an effing pipe dream because we were never going to try to go get anybody big time in free agency, then I get it. But what I'm afraid of is this is going to be the next big announcement. Guys, we did it. We re-signed Rico Dowdle. And then the next big announcement, guys, we did it. We re-signed. And it's going to be somebody else that you just, you're like, hey, that's great. But I don't really
Brock
care.
Brock Hoffman's back.
Yeah, Brock Hoffman's back.
And we got a guard.
And that's a move I do like.
Wanye Thomas is back.
And I love Wanye Thomas.
See, they got you.
But it just feels like the next announcement should be, hey, we got Micah Parsons done. This will now free up, again, whether you think it's going to be $8, $10, $14 million in money, whatever the case is. So now we're ready to roll. So I really just hate that they said that. The trade thing, I am very intrigued by that.
I do love the idea of we put chum in the water. I do like that idea. But at the same time, we also went and got a harpoon and we're going to attack a little bit. Like I want a little bit of that. So that's, we have some targets that we want. We didn't just throw things out there and ask, do you want to trade? We said, we want this. We're going to get it.
Yeah.
Like occasionally you have to do that. That's occasionally I want you to go, hey, you know what? Miles Garrett's a really good player. He might end up on the Eagles. How do we get this done? Let's go make it happen. Let's go make something happen instead of waiting around for somebody to steal it from us. So that's where I land there.
I'm worried that at the end of this, I'm going to feel really stupid because selectively aggressive by Steven meant with just their own guys.
Yeah, maybe so. And that seems like it's just a different set of words to describe what they do.
Yes.
The Mavericks, however, they basically dropped a nuke bomb on the entire fan base. Like that's where we are. They dropped the nuke bomb, and now we're getting the fallout from it. Now, all the rest of the things that happened since Luka are fallout from all the thing from the thing that they did that they thought was either, I don't know, going to fix the team for a championship, or I'm still not quite certain. Other than they had this idea, so that's where I still have the Mavericks over the Cowboys.
And I get it. Look, we talked about it. The best players on the Mavericks, obviously by far, Luka. You know, felt like at.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Absolute worst. He'd go down as the second best player in franchise history. At absolute worst, and very possibly the number one. You traded him. And you traded him to a team that Dallas Mavericks fans don't care for. And you traded him for what really does feel like less than market value. He's gone forever. The centerpiece of that trade, Anthony Davis, got hurt in the first game. You have the best trio of bigs in the league, but then Gafford got hurt as well. Lively got hurt as well. He's been injured for a big chunk of the season. Hardy is out with an ankle injury right now. And how do fans cope with this? They show up at the arena or outside the arena to complain, and then the Mavericks respond by kicking fans out and then their owner talking about some nonsense that doesn't track with anybody.
Do you want a little more from John Machota on the void, on the filling the void question?
Yes. I just, the last thing I wanted to say is, from a PR perspective, I can't imagine the Mavericks having a worse 6 weeks. Like, I really can't.
Name another team.
From a sports perspective, I can't.
Like, this is amazing, too, that the Lakers are just sitting there going, "This our PR is great right now."
Yes.
Like, we traded away Anthony Davis, who people would have loved to have, and we look amazing here.
And have you seen the memes circulating now that Nico Harrison is up for GM of the Year for resurrecting the Lakers?
I have seen that.
Not what you want to hear.
Yeah, no, I don't know. We have friends that have worked in sports PR. I'm gonna reach out to one of them and say, "Hey, man, like, in the world, have you ever seen a nuke like this before?" And I guarantee he's gonna say no.
What's the worst job you've ever seen somebody do?
This is from John Machota, and this is a little more on the question. Okay. He said, "I don't think aggressive is the right word. I'm not looking to at free agency as a place to fill voids." He said they think they can fill most of their voids in the draft. Okay. I agree that's their, again, like, that is what they've done.
Yes.
And I agree that you can fill, I think in the first few rounds, you're trying to get starters. You're trying to get players. And then after that, you're hoping you can land starters. Like, that'd be awesome. But you really do want developmental pieces that are going behind the pieces you sign in free agency. Like, that's really, in my mind, you sign a few pieces in free agency to make your team better, and then you draft and develop the pieces that are going to replace them. That's how I see this thing working. They do not.
Here's my concern. I just want you to know, I wrote this down in 7 seconds, all right?
You're a fast writer.
You can make a really strong argument, and this is why, without going into any sort of depth whatsoever, that the Dallas Cowboys need a running back, a right guard, potentially a right tackle, wide receiver number two, another defensive lineman, another linebacker. That took 7 seconds, and that's just because I don't write as fast as I probably should. And the idea that you'll fill most, if not all of them, in the draft, I just don't think is going to work, especially with the draft assets that you have. Like, if you said, we have 3 primary holes, like, we feel great about our team, then I'm like, hey, I think maybe you could fill all those holes. But if it takes me 7 seconds to write down 6, that's why I like supplementing with free agency. I'm not saying you have to go get the absolute best running back on this crap market. I'm not saying you have to go get a $20 million right guard or anything like that. I'm just, you can make some of those moves so you don't get to the draft and you're like, well, we have to take a guard.
Or so you don't get to training camp and one of those things gets injured and the other one's not prepared.
That's a fair point.
To be a starter.
That is a fair point, but... as somebody texted in from the 903, do we know if the Cowboys raise ticket prices this season? Probably. That does kind of seem to be.
I bet people are willing to pay those.
The MO. Yeah, for the day. And so that's what I just don't like. So just humor me for a second.
I did hear Mavericks merchandise and parking is going to go up by 25% this week. So I'm just joking. I was just,
may as well make it 30.
It felt real, didn't it?
It felt did. Real. I was like, merchandise for who? So let's just say you were conservative in the free agent market, but you're like, you know what? I really do think we could have this guy as our starting running back. And this guy is a rotational linebacker and a rotational defensive lineman, like something like that. Then all of a sudden are you like, hey, maybe we do feel okay at right tackle and we need to focus in on right guard and a wide receiver. That just seems so much easier to draft best player available if someone's not in your ear going, hey, don't forget, we need a guard.
Yeah, it feels like a lot of times the approach is this guy could be a backup on most teams. And you know what? We might be able to draft a guy better than him.
Or
but if you draft a guy better than him and the guy you draft gets hurt, your plan is to go with a guy that might be a backup on the rest of the teams and then pitch to us that he's going to be great because he's wearing a star on his helmet.
I don't want anyone to think that this means anything just because it's involved with this part of the conversation. DK Metcalf has requested a trade. I am not insinuating, and I'm certainly not saying...
chum in the water.
That is your wide receiver, too. I specifically wanted to avoid
that. Well, the Cowboys aren't picking up to call them, though. So he's requested a trade. Now he's telling Seattle, y'all need to call around. So I like this.
Can we just throw this out there? DK Metcalf is a good player, but he's not as good as you think he is. DK Metcalf is in a group of players, and I think everybody's got it, that's not as good as you have imagined him to be in
because
the
year. Because you've seen some amazing
of
highlights of his like physical.
Exactly.
Okay.
He is a quality player, but I think people think he's some kind of plug and play number one, and it is not true. It's just not true.
He catches just above half of the passes thrown, like 51%. Last year was 49. Now, again, Mickey will tell you, you know, who charts that and what is a success.
It's fair.
I just look at it and go, about half the time, he's not grabbing the ball and taking it. 5 touchdowns last year, 900 yards. I see what you're saying there,
he's
Kevin.
He's a good player. He's just not as good as you think
he's
he is.
He's not Ja'Marr Chase. He's not CeeDee Lamb.
And he's not even close.
Physically, great. If he was a possession receiver, if he was at like 65%, 70%, I'm going, dude, that's a chain mover right there to go along with CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
But that's not the game he plays.
Yeah, and I just want to throw this out there because if you're like, oh, if you got DK Metcalf, you've got 2 unquestioned number ones.
You have a good number one, a good number two?
Exactly.
I think a great number one and a good
great,
number two.
I think potentially a great number two. And so I just wanted to throw that out there. I'm sorry if I offended DK Metcalf or anything. There's lots of players in football that you're like, no, that person's good. He's probably just not as good as you think he is.
He has a year left on his deal and probably going to want a new contract.
I'm sure. And he's going to want a new contract as an unquestioned one. And I do not think that is what the tape says.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.